slot machine. The jackpot is up to $7,000.
Yeah,
I feel
crazy.
Lucky. I want to play the $100,000 name game, Bill. I'll be sitting here. You go get a cocktail.
I don't like the voice, but the sentiment is right. The KLOS $100,000 name game is up to $7,000.
What about the face? Do you like the face?
This hour.
Yeah, man.
I've never liked the face.
Chance to win soon.
But first, my chance to win big dollars.
Yeah. Dollar, that's what I need. Yeah. You're going to win $1 today, dude.
I am.
Because you're an alky. You like to throw them back.
I've had a drink or two. Yes.
When was your first drink? Do you remember?
Probably Monday. No, I don't remember.
Come on, man.
I don't remember.
It wasn't a momentous occasion?
No, not really.
Oh, I was hanging out with friends, and they were like, you need to drink this. And I was like, all right. So here's the deal. We're looking for the... there's only 9 of them.
What did they have you drink? What did they have you drink? What was
there? Rum and Coke.
Okay.
And then we watched...
So they started some...
Yeah, it was very easy.
Yeah.
And these are not the kind of drinks we're looking for, rum and Coke, kind of combination plate.
All right.
And when we sat and watched Yellow Submarine, and I yelled at the Blue Meanies.
Oh, good.
I was freaking out and having a good time.
Excellent.
We're looking for cocktails. We're looking for the classic cocktails. We're looking for the ones you can pretty much go into any bar, you maybe since like the you know, going way back in time, and even to now, and order these cocktails.
And be like, everybody knows what it is?
Yeah, they don't have to look it up in their little book. They don't have to ask
common
you. There's a couple
cocktails.
Little new ones. There's one in here I don't recognize at all.
Well, that's a shock.
My woman did. I know. I was kind of floored. She knew it, though, and that doesn't surprise me.
All right. How many guesses do I get?
Well, there's only 9, so, and I do think they're going to be a little hard.
Okay.
Actually, so I'm going to get, let's say 6 to get 3. What do you think?
Oh, I think I'll do that.
Yeah?
I think I can do that.
I hope I don't lose my dollar. Let me read the description.
I mean, you've won the last, like, 10.
The description says, while choice of cocktails and other alcoholic beverages is down to personal preference, there are some classic cocktails that have stood the test of time and remain amongst the most popular cocktails ordered in bars around the world today. So give me one of those 9, and let's get you that dollar.
Long Island Iced Tea.
Long Island Iced Tea.
Boom.
Boom.
Mother effer.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how when you're first one, you're positive, and then...
Yes! Isn't that frustrating?
And then when it's a no, you're just... Now you're just floating at sea. You have no idea.
I'm off. I can't do any of this. I give up.
Martini.
A martini.
Yes, a martini.
Those... do you like martinis?
Yes.
Martini.
Yes, I do. All right.
He's on the list.
One. Okay.
Yep. A martini. Actually, and they also have another one that I've just came across that I love to tiny little pieces, an espresso martini. And that's where you throw in the coffee.
I have never
actually,
heard of that.
Actually, not coffee, espresso. It's in the name.
Wow.
It's in the name.
It's in the name.
You stupid bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good. I like it a lot.
A Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary.
Because that's the hangover one.
Now, that's interesting. I would think that would be.
Are you kidding?
But it isn't on here. Again, when you hear
him. I already marked it down as positive. I was sure.
When you hear him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, all right.
Wow.
I know, right?
What the?
I love this game because it's always like that.
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville just happens to be the number one.
Yes.
And number one answer. All right, it's on the board.
All right, so that's 4 guesses, and I need to get 1 more.
You need to get 1 more, and you get 2 more guesses.
All right. Wow. Wow.
And as I've gone back through time and enjoyed some of our games here, I see that I am prone to giving you hints. I shan't this
what's
time.
What's his name?
I shan't.
Tom Holland? No, wait. Hold on. That's not my guess. There's something like that, though. There's something like that, right?
Well, there is one, yeah. There is one.
Yeah.
Like that.
Is that on the list?
Is that what you want to say?
No, I'm just checking to see if it's on the list.
I don't know. It's Tom Collins.
Actually, okay. But, then since you're saying that,
but I'm
not
going to guess.
I'm not going to guess. So I'm not going okay, to guess.
Now, look at this. Then I go and do it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You help me.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Manhattan.
I would be a terrible dealer.
Boom!
In Las Sucka! Vegas because you got it. Oh, where's your
yes,
little play?
Yes,
fantastic. You got the music. You got it. You get a dollar. You win $1 American dollar, which is just $6,999 less than what we're going to try and give away in a little while.
Don't poo-poo my money. I just won a contest, and I'm riding high.
Mimosa, number 9.
Okay, mimosa.
8 is martini, parentheses espresso martini.
Okay.
Number 7 is an old-fashioned.
Old fashioned. I would have never. What is that?
I don't know, but Matt Hooman likes it.
I've never heard of that.
Like orders
okay.
from time to time. This is the one I hadn't heard of.
Old fashioned.
Negroni.
So give me something old you got.
Yeah.
The what?
Negroni. That's the one she knew as well. It's equal parts gin, vermouth, and Campari.
Nope.
I know. I don't know what that
I'm
is.
I'm going to deny that
iconic
one.
Cocktail.
That one is incorrect. Not on the list.
Number five, a Manhattan, which you got. Mm-hmm. Number four is a gimlet.
Gimlet, I would have never thought
of. I know,
of.
Right? Me either. Number three is a daiquiri.
Daiquiri!
Right? Number two is a cosmopolitan. Everybody loves a cosmopolitan.
Of course.
And number one, as you said, margarita. So well done. Enjoy your dollar. What are you going to do with it, man? I'm so proud of you.
I haven't had time to think about it.
Well,
you're going to have to give me a second.
Enjoy their moment in the spotlight.
Thank you very much.
We're all very impressed.
I won a game about drinking.
Cocktails. Cocktails.
A Texas landlady claims a property she owns is unrentable.
Why is that?
Because it is haunted
it's
by
in Texas?
It's haunted by leering sex-crazed ghosts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never thought about that category of ghosts.
No, that could make a good prawn. I've never seen a porn movie about ghosts.
Linda Hill is her name from mm-hmm. Gainesville. She believes the shabby property known as the Hill House Manor.
Uh-huh.
was a brothel during the 19th century.
Sure, okay.
And that the spirits of hookers and John's past still occupy its walls.
That sounds like an American horror story.
She didn't believe it at first, but she changed her mind one day when she was in the shower. And she heard a voice say,
"Yeah,
Zool, looking good. Looking good."
She's only hearing it in her head.
Would you like to hear from her?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
This is a house in Gainesville. It is not a moving company.
No, not at all.
But if...
I thought you said Texas.
I thought it was Texas.
Oh, well, whatever.
If you do move in, you haul yourself right back out.
It's like a revolving door. The longest anyone stayed in this house was 6 months.
Linda Hill says she and her husband had no idea why.
In the mirror.
After 10 tenants moved out in less than 2 years, someone told them it was haunted. Did you actually believe that?
No.
That changed while she was taking a shower.
You know, we've had a lot of spirit, like we had the toaster possessed by Satan yesterday.
Right.
Reaching out to the other side.
Listen, it's Halloween time.
Oh, that's true.
So we got to work that stuff in, yeah.
Right, of course.
And I was in here with...
Through the curtain, a dark figure whispered, "Looking good."
I'm sorry, can I hear that again?
Yeah, of course.
Curtain, a dark figure whispered, "Looking good."
Looking good.
I mean, are they still randy when they've passed on? I mean, what are they gonna, how are they gonna satisfy those needs? What do they got to?
I'm just gonna show you this.
Oh, not looking good.
And I'm gonna say that the ghost, if it
blind.
Said anything,
needs glasses. Should have had LASIK in real life.
Did not say,
yeah.
Looking good.
Well, hold on a second. That's not according to the report.
Well,
according to the report.
Here
through the curtain, a dark figure whispered, "Looking good.
Looking good. Looking good." And she thought it was her husband. You'll hear.
And then he turned and walked off.
Linda assumed it was her husband until her husband walked in.
And he said,
"Not looking good.
You haven't been looking good in a long time."
"Who were you talking to?" And it was like, "Oh my God."
He swore it wasn't him.
It really is haunted.
Rumor has it the house used to be a bordello, which may explain why the ghosts here are, how do I say this?
Sexual.
Okay.
No.
He's like really upset about it.
The ghosts are sexual.
He's like, I don't know.
He can't bring himself to say that word.
I've never experienced such a thing. Sexual ghosts.
No other way to put it.
Audio recordings have caught the ghosts talking dirty.
All right, well, let's hear them.
Let's hear some of that. No.
Well, then where'd they go?
We don't get any of them.
Come on. They've recorded it.
That's my point.
And it's a report on it.
Looking good.
But we're not going to play it.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes. Don't interrupt. Go back, because
that's
all, that whole clip we're going
to
need.
I need to look at her picture again.
Okay.
I need to see her face.
Good luck with that.
She says...
oh, baby, yeah. I like it like that.
Even though she no longer rents out the house as an apartment, she still has the same problem. If you come here, you do not want to stay.
Nope.
Oh my God! You know, all right. Here's the deal. It's a piece of crap house.
Yes,
nobody
it is.
Wants to stay there.
Right.
So now she's like, this will bring in all the weirdos, all the loons.
Totally agree.
I would totally go. I would stay
would
there.
Would you?
I
work
want
on you.
Ghosts leering at me. Yes, yeah, something's
Look, you
got
want something say looking good.
If she looks good to a ghost, clearly I'll be.
You're a 10.
Delicious. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
You know it.
Neiman Marcus put out their Christmas catalog again.
My God, that cheap stuff, man. That's just like, why don't you just go to Kmart?
Do you think all this high-end stuff, do you think anyone ever buys it?
Yes, and then it just sits in a
do
closet.
You think so?
Yeah, they don't. No one cares. The ones who can probably really, truly afford it don't really care.
Don't really want
no.
it. My guess is mm-hmm. that you and I don't talk about Neiman Marcus.
Right.
Unless they put out this
right.
list.
That's true.
So
average Joe doesn't get to be jealous unless they put this out.
Right. So, for example, the high-end stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to buy a real diamond tiara.
Of course I do.
It is $3.2 million.
Wow. Holy cow. Wow.
Just for Christmas.
So how much is the one you're wearing right now? How much did that cost you?
It's costume jewelry, dude.
Oh, is it?
Like $5.99.
It sparkles so nice.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I'll be
it's
damned.
Not what you think it is.
I wasn't
going to
steal it then.
If you would like a Barbie Maserati SUV.
Oh, see, those aren't real, man. You know, when they do like a Mustang SUV, that's not a Mustang.
Yeah. That's only $330,000.
Wow. Does it have an engine? The Barbie the little SUV?
I believe it's a full-size car, yes. I believe, yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah.
I got you.
You can go to Aspen and get a polo experience where you play polo on horses in the snow.
Okay. What's that going to set me back?
I wasn't going
to
look, but I will now.
No, I need
only $295,000.
Oh, you know what? I might do that
so
one.
That's
then.
Doable.
Yeah.
Christmas tradition with some dude I've never heard of, so I'm going to skip past him. Napa Valley experience.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Tooth custom mini golf course.
Okay.
It's made out of sugar.
Oh.
So that seems like that's for me.
Yeah.
$200,000.
Wait, so it's a mini golf course? It's like got little windmills and and you can eat them all?
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
cool.
I don't know if you can eat it. I haven't really checked because it's $200,000. That's why.
My dear, that's if you're listening, I'm not getting that for you. She would love that. She would love to eat a mini golf course.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
But it's only $200,000.
And an all-star moment with legendary basketball Scottie Pippen.
Oh, yeah?
So he, of course, used to play for the Chicago Bears.
Sure.
Bulls, sorry.
Whatever.
Well, their basketball team.
Yeah.
And his number was 33. So you could play a two-on-two with he and his son.
Okay.
For $333,333. So you can spend over $250,000 to play $2-on-$2 with Scottie Pippen.
And for how long? How long does the game go on? Hours, days, months?
Probably.
For that kind of money?
Probably 15 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then he's sort of like not, he's on the phone, and he's talking to his kid, you better do your homework.
Yeah,
you,
that's
really
true. I was excited about this one, but now that you say that, that's true.
Number nine. Patient number nine, Ozzy, one of his latest from that new album.
You know, he's putting out some new clothes. I don't know if you're aware
of this. I
didn't
know that. This is the first time hearing of this.
Midnight Art Department and Ozzy Osbourne come together for a collaboration.
Okay.
Now, I love this idea because Ozzy dresses pretty cool.
He always has, going all the way back to the 60s. Very,
yes.
very cool, yeah.
So they're putting stuff out for Patient Number 9 for this album.
Uh-huh.
And some of the stuff that they're putting out, let's see, T-shirts marked with Patient Number 9. Accompanying accessories include a cap, a sleep cap, I guess.
Oh, really?
I would guess.
I wonder if it helps you dream weird things.
A rosary.
Oh, that's awesome.
A necklace.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite.
Yeah.
And I have to get this.
Yeah.
A sleep mask with Ozzy's piercing glare.
Oh, that's awesome. I want that.
Right?
Yes. We all need this.
Look at that.
And it's on you. How did you do that?
I'm just photoshopping it going on. But it's
that
fantastic.
Is creepy as hell.
I know. I
can
love
you imagine
it.
Walking into a room and your insignificant other is there asleep with that on?
No. I don't want Ozzy looking at me all
Woo!
Night. Oh, my God. But I'll
that
wear it.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
How can you get this? Where is it?
It's going to be available. I believe it is.
Certainly online. I'm sure you can go to Ozzy.
Midnight to October 28th. So tonight.
Oh, sweet.
No, tomorrow. I'm sorry. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Nice. tomorrow. Well done, Ozzy. Salute.
Salute indeed.
We will be wearing your stuff, dude. Fake audiences. I mean, it kind of made sense on this particular song, but
right.
They just love to put those fake audiences.
It is super weird that was on a live recording.
Yeah, maybe it's because everybody was so used to, like, watching TV, and there was, you know, canned laughter and all that sort of stuff.
That could
maybe
be, yeah.
It was sort of a nod to that or something, but...
That is weird.
Weird concept.
Time for you to win $1. You need $1.
I do need $1.
This top 10 list is the best Halloween songs ranked.
Whoa, that's according to
Time Out.
Now, you would think that would be pretty easy, but as a music programmer, I found over the years and talked to lots of other folk, it's hard to find ones that, A, don't suck.
Correct.
B, more than two people like it.
Correct.
A time. C, that are like not just totally burned to a crisp.
Yeah, it's all over the place. The ones that are decent have been so burned to a crisp that you hate them.
Yeah, 100%.
And the other ones are no good.
They're just awful.
Now, I will give you the number 10 is a Italian? I don't know. Supernature by Cerrone.
What are you talking about?
Never heard of it. That's
Wait,
number
so
10
So where's
in
this
the
list from?
This is, list is from Time Out.
New York. Time Out New York. Oh, I don't know, man. Last time we had a Time Out New York list, it was a little questionable.
Well, this may be too.
And if they're throwing in Italian songs, what the hell?
What
Italians are afraid of?
10. So
how am I supposed to know?
So now you have a top 9.
Top 9.
I'm going to give you 6 guesses to
Halloween
get 4 of
songs.
Them.
6
because,
guesses.
Because I think we all sort of agree on...
How rough it is.
Well, yes, but also on some of the bigger ones.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'll start off with Monster Mash. That has to be on the list.
All right.
What, Monster Mash is not on the list?
Is not on the list. Now.
Well, good, because it sucks.
Now, I will say this.
I hate it.
I will say this. Uh-huh. I think that falls into the cartoonish category.
Okay.
You know
all
what
right.
I mean? It's not like a real song.
No.
The rest of these are real songs. So that's 1 guess and 0 right.
Wow, unbelievable.
It's always the best when your first guess is wrong.
Yeah, that's a real good
sign. Because
then
you doubt everything.
Yeah.
Top 10.
All right, well, if this is Time Out New York, they better
Halloween
be a little
songs.
Bit cool. So Ministry, Every Day is Halloween should be. Oh, man. Time Out, you suck.
I love that song, too.
We just spoke to Danny Elfman. Yep. Dead Man's Party better be on there.
All right, let's see.
Get out of here! What's actually on there? The soundtrack from Gone with the Wind? How do you not have Dead Man's Party, Monster Mash, or Every Day is Halloween from Uncle Al?
Listen, I agree with with two of those, except everything from Monster Mash. I'm tired of.
Yeah,
but,
I hate that song. I've always hated that song.
But Dead Man's Party has got to be either number 1 or 2. But it isn't. It's not on this list.
It's not even on the list.
So you've had 3 guesses and you've gotten 0 right.
Ghost Town from the Specials.
Ghost Town from the Specials. Let me see. This is crazy.
Well, I can't even get 4 now.
You're going to go 0 for 6. Two
Werewolves
more guesses.
Of London.
Werewolves of London. Let me look.
This is the worst Halloween party ever. I'm leaving.
You get 1 more guess.
Pet Sematary by Ramones.
Pet Sematary by Ramones.
See, and I apologize because I love Ramones. That song sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's terrible.
It isn't great.
The movie was terrible.
All right, those are your 6
terrible.
Guesses. I agree with your guesses.
Psycho Killer from Talking Heads.
No.
God. All right, what is
Keep
this?
Keep going. How many more you got?
Halloween from Susie and the Banshees.
Nope. All right. Here is...
The sucky, worthless list.
The top 9.
Yeah.
Boris the Spider by The Who.
All right. Yeah, it's fine.
Somebody's Watching Me.
No!
Rockwell.
No. Remember that was a commercial not long ago.
By Rockwell and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Number 7, you got Pet Sematary.
Thriller, I suppose, is on the list.
Number 6 is Ghost Town by The Specials.
I said that.
Oh, you did?
I did say that.
Then I am incorrect.
Okay,
you got 2.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Surf and Dead by The Cramps.
No, oh, that's a good one. I love The Cramps. All right, I'll give them that.
Number 4 is I Put a Spell on You.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Jay Hawkins.
Oh, so, okay. There's an Alan Price one.
Number 3 is Season of the Witch by Donovan.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right.
Number 2 is This is Halloween by Danny Elfman.
Of course. I bet you thought when I said Danny Elfman.
Yes.
You thought, oh,
yes.
That stupid bastard
and
got
I
it.
And I can't imagine that you didn't get Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller. I didn't even... think about Thriller.
I mean, that has to be on any
you know what
top 10 Halloween list.
Time Out New York's gonna get a trick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Keep listening for a chance to win the KLOS $100,000 name game. Assembly Bill 2147.
Oh, that's my favorite. Now, 2146 wasn't... I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't. It is known as the Freedom to Walk Act.
Oh, the jaywalking thing here in LA?
It has been signed into law.
Yeah, I don't know.
Starting January 1st of 2023.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I hate it when people just step in front of your car and I'm always like, yeah, you should be arrested.
Sure. Well, there is that exception. That if police officers see you walk dangerously into traffic, or where a car is coming where they have to slam on their brakes or something, where there's danger involved,
they can still get you. Oh, well, good, because I love jaywalking. In New York, I was professional at it. I realize, unfortunately, in New York, if you live there for a while, you know, you start to cross against the lights and stuff, but then the tourists follow you, and they follow you when it's dangerous. And so I had to stop jaywalking whenever
you
I pleased.
Didn't care.
When I did, I got a few killed. It was fun.
But jaywalking to me has always been the lamest ticket.
Yeah, totally agree.
The lamest ticket.
Can you imagine having to write it?
You don't even get pulled over, you get walked over by a cop.
Do you know why I'm walking you over today?
when my former partner and I first started in this city, he got a jaywalking ticket. And I made fun of him because it's super lame. It's a lame ticket.
Ooh, he's a bad guy, man. So bad boy.
He had a court date. So I went with him as his lawyer.
Oh, well, we do know the story. I like this story. Yes. This is a good story. Go on.
And pled insanity in front of the judge.
You pled insanity in front of
the
judge.
My partner doesn't know where he is or what he's thinking about, and he just walks wherever he wants to walk. He's not aware of it, Your Honor.
How'd that go over?
And we were chuckling, and we, of course, thought... This judge needs a little comic relief.
Yeah.
He's been in court all day. There's case after case.
Gotta be the lamest ticket he's got in front of him.
Never been more angry. He said, what if I put both of you in jail for 3 days right now?
Wow. Are you serious? Those were his exact words. I didn't know it was 3 days.
Then I sat down.
Damn.
And he gave Bean a fine.
How much?
I don't remember.
So like, I hope it was at least 500. He probably upped it.
If it would have been 5,000, he would have paid it. We were scared out of our minds. It's so dumb. But it's such a lame ticket.
It is.
So the question is, what is the lamest ticket you've received? Because some tickets are lame.
Oh,
let's
man.
Be honest. If you get a ticket for going 58 in a 55.
Yeah.
What?
You pissed off that cop, or he was already pissed off.
Or he was looking for to fill a quota, which of course don't exist, but of course they do.
He's just in a bad mood.
What's the lamest ticket you received? That's certainly one of them.
Bean's jaywalking ticket. That you almost got thrown in jail for 3 days.
It was, it was funny, right until the judge realized that we were kidding. And then he didn't have any time for us. Did we record that court proceeding? No, it would have been illegal.
Oh, so you certainly did not? Question mark?
Right? All right, I don't want any arguing.
All right, Dad. Sorry. Whatever.
I just posted my top five Halloween candy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. All right. All right.
It's the stuff that I would like to get the most if I were trick-or-treating today.
You truly love sweets.
I do.
Candy.
I do.
And stuff. So you could easily come up with a top five.
Yes, easy.
Wow, I don't know that I could.
Easy.
This is weird.
And one of them.
I don't care much for candy. Isn't that weird? I know. I don't care. Bye. Kevin's leaving. Wait. Hold on. No, I mean, there's a couple. I have a couple I like. I like Reese's Pieces a lot. Reese's. Peanut butter cups. Well, he's gone. I guess. I guess I'll ask you. Oh, you're back. You heard the Reese's Pieces bit?
No, I like Reese's Pieces.
Frozen Reese's peanut butter cups, by the way.
All right. Ooh.
It's been a long time since someone just got up and walked out on me. Like a week.
It's been too long. All right, listen. My number five, I understand, is going to be a strange one because most of you may not know it.
Okay. All right.
But
yeah,
it might be the best candy bar on the planet.
But it's number five.
Yeah.
That's not number one.
No.
Okay.
Just because it's not out there enough. There aren't enough of them out there.
Wow, this is a complicated rating process.
Is, Reese's Nutrageous candy bars.
Oh, those are very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't really want them, though.
I've never
been able to stop you in your tracks
Number
before.
Four is Kit Kat.
Oh, yeah. Kit Kats are good.
Number three is Twix.
Yeah.
Number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah! Woo! are on the same page. Do you freeze them? Have you had them frozen?
Oh, the frozen ones are good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's so strong. Oh, and number one is Snickers. That's it. That's the list.
Snickers. You do bring in Snickers quite often.
There's I love a Snickers.
Vending machine here. And
yes.
You support the Snickers habit.
Yeah.
Yep. What's your least favorite candy? Like, if you got something...
Black
you...
licorice.
That's exactly... Look what I wrote here.
Did you
here.
Put that on there?
Black licorice.
Excellent.
My least favorite.
Excellent.
If I got that, I would rather have a rock like Charlie Brown got.
All right, so here's
where we... Freaking black licorice.
Here's the topic at 818-955-KLOS. First of all, if you don't agree with my top five, you're wrong. Second of all, call in with your favorite and least favorite.
So just the number one.
Number one.
And the number 9,486,252nd one.
Your single favorite flavor or candy.
And the one that blows.
And the one that really, really is bad and ruins Halloween for you.
And if it's black licorice, we'll pound you on the back and agree with you 100%.
818-955-KLOS.
Trick or treat!
We are talking about your favorite candy and your least favorite candy. And my top 10 list
is incorrect.
Reese's Nutrageous, Kit Kat, Twix, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Snickers.
Woo!
So that's my list.
That's not a bad list, I have to admit.
There are a lot of people who are calling in with garbage, though. I got to be honest. So we're looking for your favorite and least favorite Halloween candy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Gwen.
Hey, Gwen, your favorite and least favorite candy?
I'd probably have to say Almond Joy, and then, sorry, but the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Is your least favorite?
Really?
Oh, wow, you've got a united front against you here.
Wow.
Maybe with caramel, but that's it. I'll have to say that.
Wow.
I am stunned.
What is it like to be so wrong?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My least favorite would be the Heath Bar.
Heath Bar sucks. Go ahead.
And my favorite is any flavor of Tootsie Roll.
Oh, you don't like Tootsie Roll.
I don't like Tootsie Roll.
Your woman hates Tootsie Roll.
Yes.
And we have a whole bowl full of them in the front lot of our house.
And I certainly don't like it when they try to cover up the flavor by putting in cherry or grape or whatever. The nonsense that this guy likes.
My woman hates the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, really? So more for you when you go trick-or-treating.
Your woman is right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I'd have to say my top that I would absolutely lay for would be the Welch's Fruit Snack.
What the hell is
what
that?
What is it?
Yeah, the gummies.
Fruit snacks. Gotcha.
If there's weed in those gummies do I want them.
Oh, you could do that.
I mean, I would like those. I would like those, but I would not put them in my top five.
Or in your mouth.
No. I'm a gummy person. I chocolate goes through me the wrong way.
TMI?
For me, I'd agree with you guys. Black licorice.
Yeah.
I would respectfully take it out of my bag and put it back in their basket.
I would stomp on it right in front of them. And then I'd throw a rock at them out of Charlie Brown's bag.
That's why they don't give you candy anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite and your least favorite Halloween candy. Halloween time, talking about your favorite and least favorite candy.
You know, our pal Scott, who sends us lots of stuff, gives us lots of information. I generally agree with him. I agree with him on music. I agree with him on politics. I agree with him on movies.
Okay.
A lot. I agree with this guy, except today. He had the nerve, and this is upsetting to me.
Okay.
I'm actually upset, Kevin.
Yeah?
He says, Bit O' Honey sucks. Sucks in big caps. Sucks.
Bit O' Honey sucks.
No.
S-U-X.
You bastards. It's the best.
Bit O' Honey.
As a small child, I would spend all my money on Bit O' Honey. I love that
You must
crap.
Have been completely broke. Because Bit O' Honey
How
is
dare
just
you both?
Garbage.
You're wrong. It's
Bit O' Honey.
I know everybody hates it. So that's always plenty of Bit O' Honey. You know what's really bad with Bit O' Honey though?
I'm starting with no Bit O' Honey.
It's when it's not fresh. Like it's terrible. If it's like a week past its date,
yeah,
it's like cement.
Then it gets bad. Sure. Yeah, right.
How dare you? How dare you both?
So we're talking about your favorite candy and your least favorite candy. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Your favorite and least favorite candy?
My least favorite would have to be Butterfinger.
Good. Excellent.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, man, I love it in a flurry, man. A McFlurry?
Yeah, you have to cover it up with ice cream, sure. And your favorite?
Sour gummies, very, very sour gummies at 7-Eleven.
Sour gummies? Nope.
I'm addicted to those.
We have very different mouths.
I hope.
Everybody does.
I like sour gummies, but I can't put them in my top five by any stretch.
Think about it, though. All about it, dude. Do it. Maybe you should.
No.
Maybe try it.
No.
No, just try it.
No.
Put it in the top five.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
KLOS, hello.
Peanut M&M's.
His favorite. Favorite?
That's great. Okay.
And least was Necco Wafers.
Wafers.
Those kind of do suck.
Those do suck. Yeah.
That would be fun to crush them and just throw them at whoever
gave them
to.
Those are just like sawdust.
Yeah.
Throw my people.
Yes, yeah. Agreed. Thank you.
Maybe they catch fire if you grind them up good enough. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite candy and your least favorite candy.
This is contentious. I knew it would be.
Yeah, it's like starting to throw down. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it really is. Because a lot of people are really wrong. And those of us that are right
have come up with the ultimate top five list. You posted it, right? At Kevin Slug?
Not at Kevin Slug, at mine, at the Kevin Ryder.
I see.
But I can. Yeah. Reese's Nutrageous is a candy bar that's great.
And that's number five.
Not enough people know about it. Mm-hmm. Number four is Kit Kat. Number three is Twix. Number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And number one is Snickers.
What if I were to say if someone gave me a Twix, I would give it away? I would hand it out to someone.
Give it to me.
I might accidentally step on it.
Give it to me. I would love it.
Okay.
That would be great. So we're looking for your favorite and your least favorite candy. What's yours?
My favorite is probably the whatchamacallit.
Oh, I forgot about those.
I forgot about that, too.
Those are good.
Those are not bad.
Yeah, combo plate of tastes.
All right. Continue.
My least favorite is also the Butterfinger. Oh. But the reason why I strongly detest it is growing up, I always thought the inside was cheddar cheese.
What?
That's odd.
Isn't that the dumbest thing ever?
Yes.
Kids are weird.
That's super weird.
So you probably don't like Chico Stick then, huh? Because that's basically the inside of one. Yeah, without any chocolate. Yeah.
Or bit of honey.
Bit of honey is the worst.
You're killing me. You're murdering me today.
The worst.
Right on. Thank you for breaking my heart.
Thank
you. Okay, bye. Elton John's on line three with Kiki D.
Hello.
Hey.
Favorite sweet and salty payday? And the least favorite, that chalk they call sweet tarts.
Oh, I like sweet tarts.
They are chalkish.
They are very chalkish.
They are chalkish.
Yeah. I wonder if it would happen if you crunched them up and snorted them. Guys.
Thank you. Do you
right
too.
Back to you. Thanks.
I'm sorry, what?
If you like crush them up and snort them.
Oh, interesting. We'll have to try that. You'll have to try
Don't try that, kids.
KLOS, hello.
Okay. Least favorite, black licorice.
Yeah. Blech. Why do they make that crap?
I have no idea. Anyways, favorite. Kit Kat.
Oh, really?
Kit Kat's pretty strong.
It's in your top five, right,
Yeah,
Kevin?
I do love that, yeah.
So, there you go.
Kit Kat's number four for me. Right on. Well done.
There you go. Thanks for calling. Hey, I just heard from a very good friend of mine who says, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down?
I am.
And I know that she's speaking the truth here. This whole conversation is how I know you are both amateur candy lovers.
How dare that
I mean, she could actually easily give us a list of about the top 50 that she loves.
Yeah. Listen, this isn't my first rodeo.
But you've been called an amateur today.
Yeah, I know. I can take it because things get heated when you talk candy.
That's true.
It's not my first conversation. Hello.
Hi. Clearly, you have an opinion.
Favorite candy, Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Least favorite, candy corn sucks.
Yes, it does.
What did you call it?
Yes, it does.
The earwax of
Satan's earwax. That's what it is. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is coming up in a few minutes.
Matter of minutes from now.
So keep listening for that.
I need a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
That's what I need.
I love this song. And is it my turn to win a dollar?
It's time for one American dollar, and it's your turn to guess, yes.
You won last time. That means I might get my buck back.
I did.
You didn't spend that buck, did you?
Oh, I wasted it.
Well, you shot it?
Got like eight different things.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was great.
Sweet.
The best Halloween movies of all time.
Ah!
Is the category. The best Halloween movies of all time.
You know, I'm a pretty major horror film fan.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that it's, you know, this kind of list is so subjective.
Right.
And there have been hundreds of thousands of horror movies.
A couple horror movies.
So it's going to be kind of difficult, I think, for you to guess. It was the magazine Time Out.
In New York.
In New York.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
They came up with this top 10.
All right, New York. Well, New York is, they know what's going on, so that's kind of cool. You know, I was actually kind of, because I do another thing in the morning, and we assign movies,
yes.
And it's horror movie season, mm-hmm. So I've been sort of looking at some lists and stuff, but
I didn't
see the Time Out one, so.
Good. All right, I'm going to give you six guesses to get four right.
Four out of 10.
Correct.
Six guesses.
Top 10
horror movies.
Best Halloween movies of all time.
Of all time.
Yes.
Well, the one actually that won our little thing in the morning, we actually put up a poll, was The Shining. And if that's not on the list, then there's trouble. There's going to be serious. Good.
The Shining.
I'm actually going to watch it tonight, as a matter of fact.
It's number eight.
Nice. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's respectable.
All right. So one guess and one correct.
Halloween better be on.
Halloween is not on.
Come on, it's even called Halloween.
None of them are.
I mean, it's got
the
name.
And there have been 100 of them.
Yeah, and only the first one was any good.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
A lot of people like the third one. I thought it was terrible.
I'm going to try. I need to figure out if I'm going to go see this one. Because last year, I was so mad.
Yeah,
I was so mad.
Because
they promised this big showdown, and there was no showdown. It was just stupid.
Right.
It just made me mad. All right, so you got two guesses, and you only got one correct.
Oh, my God. Alien.
Alien. Oops. Sorry.
Whew, I was going to say.
Alien is correct.
Sigourney Weaver would be pissed. I was pissed. All right, so that's two right.
Three guesses, two right. All right. Best Halloween movies of all time.
You know, it's a lovely day for an exorcism.
The Exorcist. I got it.
What?
Right?
You know what? Your mother's down here, and she'd like to talk to you about that answer.
There are, you'll approve of the list, except for there are two that I had to look up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Huh.
But that one, of course, makes sense, and of course everyone agrees, but you're wrong.
Well, I'm going to, we've already started watching horror movies.
Right.
At the Slug House and Cabin in the Woods was the first one up. I have to say that because that's such a killer movie.
All right.
What in the hell is going on?
You're not getting.
All right, I'll throw a weird one out at you, and the whole.
You have two guesses to get two right.
Then this didn't make any sense to me. I did see on a couple of horror lists, and it's not a horror movie. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, but it's a July 4th movie. They have Jaws on the list, so I'll say Jaws.
That's,
well, good, because it made no sense.
That's just dumb.
Right, that's what I thought.
Wait,
that's
why would it make
movie.
Why would it make no sense to you, and yet you would guess it?
Because it was on all the lists.
That's absurd.
Right, exactly. Well, I got to win my dollar, but I guess I'm screwed now.
You are screwed.
What
you
about Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmare on Elm Street. All right,
this
here's
list
the list.
Blows. I thought Time Out knew what they were talking about.
Here's the list.
All right,
number 10
is
Get Out.
A good movie.
Which I love.
Yes, that was a good one.
Number 9 is 28 Days Later.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That zombie one, that's
yeah.
a good one.
Now, 28 Weeks Later, the sequel, not
yes,
so
not
good.
As good.
No.
Yeah, correct.
28 Days Later was pretty good.
Number 8 is The Shining.
Sure.
Number 7 is Alien.
Okay.
Number 6 is Creepshow.
Oh, my God. I love Creepshow.
Yep.
We went to see that so many times with friends, and the very last scene with the cockroaches, I actually had to get up and leave.
Well, it really paid off in this game because you were able to not get that one.
Damn it.
Number 5 is Hereditary.
I don't know that one.
That one
I've
is
heard the name,
Mom is possessed, and then she passes it down to daughter is possessed. Oh. It was a good movie, but it's a weird one to make this top 10
in
list.
The top 10, yeah.
Number 4 is The Thing.
Oh, are we talking the original or the
1982?
Oh, okay, yeah, everybody loves that one. That is a good one.
Number 3 is my favorite.
Yeah,
of all time.
Yeah,
Poltergeist.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Yeah,
sure. That's a great
number
one.
Two.
This house is clean.
Number 2 is Suspiria.
Oh, that was really good.
And I don't
good.
Know that
no,
one.
No, that's a good one. It was a good one.
And number 1 is the movie that we've done this category before. You saw a movie when you were too young to see it,
right?
Number 1 is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, my God. How did I not think of that? Wow, how old were you when you saw it?
I don't know. 3?
Oh, man.
I'm not sure.
I need dollar, that's what I need. Hey.
Yeah, we went to see that as a midnight for the first time. A bunch of us as teens, and we were just ready to laugh because we laughed at everything. Because Nightmare in Elm Street and all that stuff was happening right then. But Texas Chainsaw,
it was
like,
not
what
funny.
The hell?
Nope, there's a lot of blood in that one.
Very entertaining film.
Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. So what do you got? What's in the bag? Let me know. You know, I saw a thing this morning. I actually read this before I came in here. It says, the best way for parents to keep their kids from eating too much candy, eat half the stuff out of the bag yourself. All right, and speaking of candy, best of, worst of Kevin and Sluggo, and your favorites. Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo, but we're still playing the $100,000 name game today. And some Halloween fun thrown in.
Yeah. Joyous Wolf out of the OC and 95.5 KLOS. Man, I'm ready for more from you guys. Come on with it already. Hey, come on with this. $100,000 name game. You ready to play? You want to win some cash? What are we up to? Ooh, $1,600. Want to play? 818-955 KLOS. Caller 13. You get to. Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. Oh, come on. Sing it with me. Let's go. Yeah! It's time to play the $100,000 name game at KLOS and see if we can't give away some cash. Hi, who's this?
This is Ron.
Ron, how you doing? You're caller 13.
Oh, heck yes.
All right, you ready to play the $100,000 name game?
Yes, I am.
All right. We're up to $1,600. We're looking for something you would find at a construction site. It's a one-word name. The last two guesses were jackhammer and outhouse. For $1,600 and a two-night stay at the Sahara, Las Vegas, what's the one-word name we're looking for?
I'm going with blueprint.
Blueprint is not it. No. Gosh, Ron, thanks for trying. Now we go to $1,800.
Okay.
From They Only Come Out at Night, the Edgar Winter Group, 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, we're kind of doing that free ride thing, too. But you know what? It's winning time. You ready? I got your shot at your share of $100,000 in the KLOS $100,000 name game. Caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS gets to play. Good luck. From one phone call to another, right? That's what we're going to do. It's KLOS $100,000 name game. I'm looking for caller 13. Who's this?
Autumn.
Autumn, caller 13.
Good.
Let's play the $100,000 name game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name. The last two guesses were blueprint and outhouse. For $1,800 and a two-night stay at the Sahara, Las Vegas, what's the word we're looking for?
Oh, my goodness.
Construction site.
Yeah, construction site.
One word.
One word. Oh, this is killing me. I didn't know what to get. A cone.
A cone, as in an orange cone. No, that's not it. I'm so sorry. We're off to $2,000 next hour.
Gosh darn it.
Well, my little Halloween creatures, are you ready? Are you? I have your shot to win your share of $100,000 in a two-night stay at the Sahara, Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS gets to play the KLOS 100. Sing it with me. Oh, man, you can do the swim or the mashed potato, all kinds of stuff to that, right? All right, once again, the $100,000 name game. Oof, it's so much fun. And such an easy way to pick up some cash. All right, caller 13 is who I need. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Mike. How you doing?
Mike, caller 13. How you doing?
I'm doing good now.
Yeah, I bet. All right, here we go, man. Here's your shot. We're looking for something you'd find on a construction site. It's a one-word name. The last two guesses were blueprint and cone. For $2,000 and a two-night stay at Sahara, Las Vegas, what's that word we're looking for, man?
A crane.
No, it's not a crane. I'm sorry. Wow, we're going to go to $2,200 tomorrow morning.